Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
G'day, WA, we are back in business.
What up, legend?
Actually, I probably should have started that. Do you remember who we are? Does anyone remember us?
Oh, how could they forget? It's been 3 weeks. Although, on holidays, felt like 3 minutes.
Yeah, it always goes quicker than
you came back into the studio and was like, okay, it's been 3 years. I don't know what I'm doing.
Genuinely surprised we're actually going to air now.
Do you feel like that sometimes? Like, you know, you go back, you go on holidays, you kind of just forget. You forget everything. You're
like,
just trying to enjoy yourself.
Let all your worries
yourself.
Go. And come you let back. All of your knowledge go. It's like after doing a high school exam. You're like, I'll never do math again.
I never went well in school anyway.
Never did high school exams.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've got to turn up to take those. Not only are we back, but a whole bunch of free stuff is back along with
us. Yes, we've got our MVP, $100 Harvey Norman cash that, you know, for the MVP. So MVP of the show.
Just got to get involved.
Is be a part of it. And if you make us laugh, usually you're the winner.
13, 12, 16 on the phone, or you can get involved in socials as well. We've also got $500 to give away to Carrie Valley Resort. Get away to the newly refurbished RAC Carrie Valley Resort. We've got to do that this week.
Yes, I cannot wait. That's actually happening just after 7, so make sure you stick around for that one.
Yeah, and we've also got You Versus Us back in business.
Yes! Oh my gosh. Can I just say, though, choose Jesse because, peeps, I have been all over my general knowledge, you know?
Have you?
Yeah.
I was going to say, today will be an easy day. Well, I am not on point this morning.
Hey,
you get yourself a nice, easy one.
Speaking of us going on holidays, I do have to tell you a story of something that happened to me on the plane ride back to Perth last week.
Oh, really?
Now, for those listening at home, and we're listening on Friday at around about 9 o'clock, I actually told Tim, I jumped on to say, hey, we're back on Monday, whatever. So you're going to hear it again if you're listening then, but I have to tell you because you are just going to love it. It's got to do with a dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just pick up on the plane.
Not like a daddy. Like dad.
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With
Jesse and Jules. Now, we have been away for 3 weeks. And I went over to the East Coast, see the family.
Yep.
Anyway, I was flying back to Perth last week.
Yeah, rightio.
Have you ever been on a plane when someone is farting? Like, constantly? Like, I mean, I get it. Like, once off is disturbing, but it's okay. You can deal with it, right? Burns your nostrils, but you're like, you're done with.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Farts disappear very quick on planes.
Oh, that was not happening last week. Someone was crop dusting the plane. It was so bad.
Right.
And so, let me tell you, right. So, I'm on the plane and I am on the aisle seat next to me. And next to me is like this dad.
Okay.
And about 40-something.
Oh, so he's not even in the seat next to you. He's across the aisle from
you. No. He's at the window. I'm in the aisle.
I'm
on the aisle side.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's sitting next to me and... Yeah. Just sitting there watching my movie, minding my own business.
Next sure.
minute, I get this like whiff of light. All right, and it's kind of thick.
Oh,
like yeah. And I'm like, but I didn't react. I just remember like sitting there and going, oh my gosh, that's horrible. Like that needs to go away quick.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to make known that
scrambling
like
scrambling for
I
the vent
hear
above
it because
you.
I didn't want old mate next to me to feel embarrassed because obviously
that's very sweet of you.
Of course, I was thinking it was him.
Yeah, and maybe it's an accident. Maybe
right?
he was testing the waters to see whether it was a bad one.
I was like, maybe
not.
Just let one off accidentally, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, 10 minutes later, another one went off. But this time, like,
DJ Khaled.
I just couldn't even deal
fathom,
with it. Like,
yeah
it was strong. I could taste this one. That's how bad it was. Anyway, I wiped my nose, right? I had to wipe my nose to get the smell away. But as I did that, I saw in like my peripherals, he looked at me.
Oh.
And so I looked at him.
Oh.
Right?
Which is always awkward on a plane because you're so close to each
and
other.
He goes, it's not me. Like, he's like, put his hands up, and he's like, it's not me. And I'm like, oh, it's not me either.
Yeah. Okay.
And to that point, he then reached up and turned on the aircon.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, oh, what a good idea. But because he put his on it, I kind of blew it away from my nostrils as well, too.
Yeah,
so I was like, sweet, left at that.
Going around.
Third one went off.
Oh, and so now you and he
point,
are in this
yeah,
together.
Yeah, so now we're like, what the hell's going on? I've reached up and turned my aircon on. So now we've got, it's freezing on the plane.
Yeah.
Right, we've got aircon blowing on us just to blow away the fart smell. Anyway, the fourth one went off. I'm kidding you not. This all happened in a space of half an hour, and we were only 2 hours into the plane
oh,
ride.
Oh, no,
we
turn
had still
it back.
Like 3 hours
turn
to go.
Back.
The fourth one went off, and old man, he had gut of it, right?
Yeah.
Took his seatbelt off, stood up in his seat.
No way.
Come on! And yelled over the plane. And for someone farting. And I was like, that is the best dad move ever.
Did
like,
anyone own up to it?
No one. The whole plane went
Everyone's
silent.
Stony face.
Even the like the airline hostess were all stopped. Like they had the trolleys and everything. Everything
that
just
is
stopped.
So good.
And I was like, this is just brilliant. And that's one way to stop someone from farting on the plane.
I was going
to
say.
Get up out of your seat and just yell, come on.
Either that or he has gone, oh, to cover this up, I'm going to have to come up with a really good reason.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a touch more adults, so we put them earlier in the show away from little ears. Now, this morning, I want to discuss the whole topic, and if you've ever known anyone that's worked in a hospital or an emergency room before, you'll have heard stories along these lines where people rock up and they've got something lodged somewhere in their person.
No, I haven't heard any of these stories from any of my friends that work in ED.
One of my housemates used to be a nurse in ED, and some of the stuff that they used to have to remove.
Like what?
Well, let me just...
It is the dirty before 6:30.
Like, I think lots of stuff that you would expect, but this story really caught my eye because you wouldn't expect what this person, what they've had to retrieve from this person, right?
What?
A turtle.
No.
real
turtle.
An actual turtle. So this lady found a turtle.
No. What, like she didn't know it was there?
Well, apparently not, so she says, which is, I feel like, what everyone says when they can't get the thing back, you know?
Okay, whoa. A live turtle.
Well, it was at one point.
Oh. Turtle are we talking? Because, I mean...
Well, I guess it's a pretty small one by the look of the picture, but I don't know if it's the actual turtle in the picture. Like, it would have been a bit weird if it was the actual turtle.
Oh, my God. Okay, can you please explain how this has happened?
It says it is unclear how it ended up there. She told doctors she has no recollection of how it got there.
Wait, is this story out of... Where's this story from? Is it, like, Thailand or Bali or something?
No,
or like, because
Tenerife.
You know how they do...
Canary Islands?
Oh, you know they do those shows?
She's a British
lady.
Where they're like... They do what?
You know what I'm saying. Don't meet me trying to explain what's going on. You've been to those shows. You know.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? Neither.
Me neither. But on the plus side, if I do ever go to one, I'll know that apparently turtles is a thing
now. Yeah.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Brand new game for you. We are playing WA versus...
USA!
Is it a story from our side over here or is it from the United States? Actually going to put someone in the running for our MVP prize if you can nail the story as well. Thanks to Optus at Harvey Norman, your mobile phone destination, you could win that $100 Harvey Norman cash. All you got to do is guess that headline, where it comes from.
G'day, Tony from Harvey. How's it going?
Good, yourself?
Tell me something.
Yep.
Is Harvey where the Harvey Fresh juice comes from?
It certainly is.
Oh, stop it. Don't ask me why I just made that connection.
It's also got the big cow out here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to apologise.
Sorry. I just made the correlation. And it was only now that I'm speaking to you now that I've made that correlation.
Oh.
Sorry. Anyway, let's get into it. Okay, so obviously this is a new game that we're playing, Tony. So WA or USA.
Now, you heard this, the headline before, mate.
I missed it. Sorry, what was it?
Counterfeit notes take world by storm. But I'm telling you that world I subbed in there because I didn't want to give away the location.
Yep.
So, do you reckon you know where counterfeit notes have taken a place by storm? Is it in WA or is it in the USA?
So what is the actual headline?
Yeah, counterfeit notes take world
by
storm.
Oh, that. Oh, you actually said it. Oh, I just thought you were giving us a little clue.
No.
I'll go WA.
You go WA. Correct, mate.
Is it
spot
really?
On. Do you know why? Have you heard this story?
There's a few $50 notes floating around a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Was there?
Cabbie got done with these fake $50 notes in Geraldton, right?
Yeah.
And they look fairly real, except for the one problem. Well, there's actually a few problems, but the
main.
Please tell me the main problem is that they actually spelt responsibility right on it.
Actually, I didn't check for that. But, Tony, actually, you are spot on, mate. It has Chinese writing on it.
No. Where? In the... Where?
On the... Right on the front. It's actually blue, isn't it, Tony?
I can see it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird. And do you know why those bills were here, Tony?
No idea.
All right, Jesse, fill us in.
So, apparently, they use them in China to train people on how Australian money works.
Right.
So, they're like... pretend ones that you're
yeah,
supposed
so it's
to use.
Like Monopoly money.
And then
almost.
Someone's gone, you know what?
I was going
to
try
if they know to train us with these, then maybe I'll head over there and just spend them. Yeah. And people have been accepting them.
Wow.
It's not just responsibility that's spelled wrong on our notes. Yeah. Now it's got Chinese writing. It's got all sorts of gear. So if anyone tries to pay you with a $50 note, just check that you can actually read what's on there first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony, mate, you are going in the running for that $100 MVP prize. Thanks for playing, mate.
Right, thanks.
And if you do want to see those photos of the notes,
yeah.
Check it up on our Instagram, HitFMWA, because at first glance,
yeah.
You're like, oh, that's $50. And then you look a bit closer and you're like, okay, there's blue Chinese writing all over that.
But they look legit, though, so I'm going to hook them
make
up to
it
the
rain.
Pre-on, start making them print off. Absolutely.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
You know how it's kind of like cold and flu season, like we're right in the thick of it, you know?
No, yes, we are, and I am finally healthy and cold flu free.
Right, so before we left on holidays, you and I got quite sick with the actual flu.
Yeah.
Now, while I was away the last week of our holidays in Melbourne, I was visiting my brother in Melbourne, and I got a bit sick, like a bit cold.
Again?
And so immediately I was like, no, I can't do this, right?
This ain't happening.
And so, it was just a bit of a cold, and so I thought, what happened was I got all the congestion and my ear blocked up.
Oh, yeah, those first signs.
Yeah,
and
I was super scared, right?
Yeah.
And so, because I got to fly back in the next couple of days,
yeah.
And my ear was so blocked, couldn't even hear through it.
Yeah.
Like it was the most blocked it's ever been in my life.
Do you find that? It was just one ear?
Yeah, it was just
one ear. Throws your balance off, right?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't hear people.
Yeah, you
I
can
couldn't
barely
stand
walk
up
straight. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, it's not just because I've been, you know, drinking every day while I'm on holidays. But I thought, okay, what I'll do is I'll go to the doctor. I've got a bit of free time while I'm on holidays.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
stuck into the doctor. They do that ear syringing thing to get your, clean your ear out. Have you ever done that?
They what?
They get a little water syringe, and it's got a little water pump on it, and they pump, like, hot saline water into your ear. Well, not hot, like warm.
Yeah.
And it flushes your ear out. Apparently, it's the most medically proper way to clean your ear.
You're joking. I've never heard of this.
Well, let me wow you this morning, because this is one of my new favourite things.
You know
things.
When you stick those cotton buds in your ear that you're not supposed to stick in your ear, and
yeah.
it makes you feel like, oh, it's like
and you
the
get
best
that,
feeling.
The satisfied shiver.
Tell me it's that you get that.
Well, that's exactly. So I've gone in, right?
Yeah.
And I've done this like little thing. They put you in a side room and they just, some medical like clinician comes in
yeah.
and like, oh yeah, we'll just tee you up here.
Yeah.
And they start to syringe my ear and I get that satisfied shiver, right?
Yeah.
And it's a bit weird because they're just like, oh yeah, I'm just doing a medical job. And I start to get the little.
The shiver?
Know, the little shiver that you get, you know, when you pee or when you put something in your ear or something like that. And I can't stop. It was so satisfying. It was so satisfying because it pulses and it goes inside your ear. It started to get all of the blood coming to my ear and it got like a little bit itchy, but it was also scratching that itch. And I was like,
oh my.
Oh,
my.
Like sitting there.
Please, did it end? How'd it end? Did it end with a happy
can't
ending?
Be sorry,
or?
I don't know.
Oh,
ended with a very clean ear and a very responsible person in the medical
saying,
profession.
If it kept on going, geez, I don't know if I could have handled that.
I'm just saying, if you're going to go and get your ears cleaned out while you through cold and flu season, totally do it, but just be very prepared to embarrass yourself quite heavily.
Jeez.
Just glad it was in a city that I'm not going back to. I'm like, thankfully, I'll never see this person again.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Hit FM's Guess the Getaway. Get away to the newly refurbished RAC Carrie Valley Resort.
Now, you and I would just come back from holidays and, jeez, I would have just loved to go and chill out at this Carrie Valley Resort, but instead I was in Dubbo. I mean, nothing wrong with it. But
similar.
Mama Jules' house just don't cut it when it comes
to... She cooked for you, though?
Oh, do you not realize that I look like a dumpling right now? Seriously. Yes, she did. Like every Filipino mum does. Now, the way this works, we have partnered up with the beautiful Carrie Valley Resort. What you need to do is guess the getaway movie, right, that we're going to play out a little bit of an audio snippet.
Yeah.
You have to guess what that getaway movie is, and then you'll go into the draw to win your very own getaway at Carrie Valley Resort.
$500 worth, in fact. So, actually, very, very good prize here. $500 worth to the newly refurbished RAC Carrie Valley Resort. The movie that you are trying to guess this morning. This one right here.
Let's go for a little ride.
Oh,
Jules thinks she knows straight off the bat.
Massive fan of these movies.
All right, Roxy from Margaret River, would you like to have a crack at guessing the getaway?
Fast and Furious.
Oh, straight off the bat.
Girl.
No worries at all. Very nicely done.
For bonus points, do you know which one?
Oh, no, I don't. I'd like to say yes, but no.
Me either. Sorry, I was hoping you could fill me in.
It doesn't say on the paper that we've got here either, so I don't know either.
That Vin Diesel. Mm-hmm.
You are in the running, Roxy, for that $500 voucher to Carrie Valley Resort. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you very much. That's great.
No worries, mate. Have a fantastic day. Stick around, everyone. Coming up next, we're going to get to what's trending.
Yes. Now, if you've ever been overcharged for extra baggage on your flight, I got a story for you. Maybe you'll be able to claim your money back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's go. Trending now at hits.com.au.
Now, if you've ever been overcharged for your luggage and you've had to pay those amounts for those extra kilos.
It's crazy expensive, isn't it?
Not really, not domestically. I mean, I think it's about $14 per kilo, so it's not really that much.
Oh,
but when it's international, that's a different story.
The last time I looked, it was, international. It was like they're going to charge you $150 just for being over the limit.
Yeah, insane, right? Now, the thing is, Qantas have come out and said that they're removing outdated scales amid claims that they have been getting the weight of their bags wrong.
Really?
Yes. So apparently the weights, the scales are the ones that are stuffing up. Now, I have a little story about this because obviously I went to Dubbo for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
And I flew from Dubbo to Sydney.
Yeah.
And my bag weighed in at 21.5 kilos.
Yeah.
So I could only take on 20 kilos. And the lady's like, oh, it's okay, babe. We'll just like waive that.
Sure.
She didn't call me babe, by the way, but you know. Anyway.
Really good,
and
mate.
Then same stuff in the bag, which I'd like taken out. You know, I'd taken more.
Right. So it should have
out.
Been theoretically a little bit lighter.
Right? No, it was 18 kilos.
Oh.
Once I went through from Sydney through to Perth a couple of days later. Now, there was nothing else in that bag. Like, it was more, I'd taken out two jackets and put in a carry-on bag.
Did you check that you weren't carrying something for somebody else, you know?
No. Stop. Anyway.
Is everything in this bag yours, man?
I think what you need to do is, like, I don't know. If you've been stung in the past, maybe it's something you can look into to try and get your money back.
I'm not going to lie. We used to do a little trick where you'd pop your foot underneath thing.
Yeah.
It worked at one airport in Chicago. I'm not lying.
Bet you were sweating too.
Oh,
you just
I was so
don't
scared.
Seem like the kind of
because it was like, we were like 8 kilos over the limit.
Oh.
And so I had to jam my foot under the thing. And
damn.
And just act casual and be like, hey, how about that aisle seat?
I just cannot imagine you doing this. Anyway, moving on. Because yesterday was Tupac's birthday. Oh, and I can't believe it fell on a Sunday.
When you say it's his birthday, are you saying it's his birthday because he's definitely still alive?
No.
Oh.
I do believe that Tupac is dead.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I believe. I'm just, open to influence
here. There's just too much money to be made, you know what I mean? Like, he would have come out.
But he wasn't about the money. That was the beauty of Tupac, you know? It's all about the people.
Oh, stop it. Name a Tupac song without looking at the screen right now.
Yeah,
exactly. If you do want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au is where you need to go. He turns 48. He turned 48 yesterday. If he was, would have been still alive. Could you just imagine what the rap game would have been like if he survived?
Imagine if he comes back. I hope he does when he's like 70 or something.
I'll tell you what, he's coming back. Monday Confessions.
These are my confessions.
And we want you to confess to those accidental good deeds, those things that you've just taken credit for that you had no intention of doing in the first place. Me, for example, yesterday, roommate came up to wash some clothes. She did that, but then she didn't come up to get them out of the washing machine to hang them up, right? So I pulled them out, put them in my own washing basket, and then I've washed my clothes.
Yeah.
By the time mine had finished, still, she hadn't come up. So I had to put my clean, my washing on top of hers in my own basket and then to hang them out.
Yeah.
She came just as I was getting to the end of my clothes, and she thought that I was hanging her clothes out or was about to begin, and which I had no intention of doing anyway. I had no room left on my hanger anyway.
And but, also no desire to hang out clothes.
No, and but she praised me for it, and but took her clothes anyway and hung them out herself. And I was like, oh, girl, are you sure?
That's the best. You get the brownie points and did none of the work.
Yeah, except she's listening now and she's like, you P-O-S.
Yeah, but I had a similar story come. So it wasn't me that was getting the accidental brownie points. I gave the accidental brownie points to somebody else.
What do you mean?
Or at least I tried to. I went out on a date.
Yeah. Oh, when? Whoa! Hold the music.
It's a while ago. It's a while ago. But went out on this date and went to go and pay, and this person whipped their wallet out to go and pay. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, you don't have to pay.
Oh,
like
that old trick.
I'll pay kind of thing. Mm. But I didn't realize they were trying to split the bill. And so I've gone, no, no, don't, like, you don't have to pay, like, don't worry about it. And she was like,
oh, I'm not paying half.
I'm not.
I don't want to go back on another, usually, right?
Right.
That means that you're not going back out on another date.
Is that right?
Yes, yes, because... Well, I've been, generally, like, well, back in my dating game, it was like, you know, if I knew I was going to go on another date, I will either pay for the whole thing or I'll pay my half.
Yeah.
That way I don't feel guilty in it. But if I know that we're going to go back on another date, and because the guy always, like, I mean, or every guy I've been on a date with has always offered to pay.
Yeah.
And then I return the favour, you know, the next day I pay.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
thing. So, sorry, Jesse, but that was a sure sign that she didn't want you.
Unaware of that rule. You're spot on because there was no other date.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Jules, I've come across an absolute beauty of a story for Bunbury, right? We are getting something that I have never, ever seen before in the world. And I'm not big upping this more than I think I should be. It's called an inflatable reef.
Right.
Right? And it essentially creates surf where there is none. So all of a sudden, Bunbury can become like a surfing town.
Oh, like create waves that you can ride on with your surfboard.
Yeah, but it doesn't create the waves. It kind of creates a place for them to crash. Anyway, I don't know enough about it. So I got the mayor, Gary Brennan, on, who has been a big part of the whole process. Mate, how is this? How does this fake wave thing work?
Well, it's a it's like a giant bladder, if you can imagine a football bladder. It's very smooth. And this is placed marine floor, not too far out from the shore, and it relies on current.
Okay.
And so the water moves over the bladder, and as it moves over the bladder, the water height rises, so, as it does with any reef.
Right.
Just like a sandbar.
And, like a sandbar, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And it forms the wave. Now, it's still in the experimental stage. The guy, the brains trust behind it all is Troy Bodigal, and Troy's been working on this for some years now.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to give it a crack around November this year.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So the whole point of it really is just to create waves for people to surf or...
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what do we know what beach it's going in yet?
Yeah, look, he's going to have a go down at the Bunbury Back Beach, as we call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Near the Surf Life Saving Club in that general vicinity there. So that's a beach... Bunbury people know that during summer it's pretty calm there.
Yeah.
We're getting great swell during winter, but during summer it's a very calm area.
Okay, see, I like the cold. I do like the calmness, Gary. You know, someone who is quite petrified of the ocean, then when I looked at this and I saw like a picture of the diagram of how it works, I was like, can you stand on it? Like, I'm just like, is that going to be like a little island for me to seek refuge when I'm out further than where I should be?
I think I'd avoid it unless you've got a board or if you want to do a bit of body surfing. So if you want to stand, you need to go a little bit shallower,
I was going to say, I'm not a surfer, but if you've ever been dumped by a wave, It's way better. I'm imagining it'll be way better to land on this than on a reef.
Oh.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like
and this thing actually creates the wave. So, and it's apparently it's a nice breaking wave, not a dumper.
Okay. Yeah, cool. I was going to say, like, this is a great idea, but it's also my bloody worst nightmare. Like,
we'll have to get you out there on a board once it comes in.
No, it's not happening.
Yeah, stick to Kimbata.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to stay there with my stingrays.
Gary, mate, thank you for chatting to us this morning and thank you for helping out with this project. I think it's a great
thing
to bring
to Bunbury. When is this actually planning on happening?
Well, Troy's going to start experimenting. His trial's around November, I believe.
Perfect.
It's his final call, but November this year should be a bit of action out there. Let's
hope so. Exciting.
Good on you, Gary. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Yeah, to do that, to win yourself a $140 voucher this morning to Uma Restaurant at Pan Pacific Perth, which is a beautiful restaurant, by the way, all you got to do is answer five quiz questions against either myself or Jules. They're general knowledge quiz questions, and if you can beat us in that general knowledge quiz, then you get the voucher all to yourself.
All right, Kieran from Bunbury, you're ready to play You versus Us?
Yep.
Kieran's going against me this morning.
Okay. Question number one. Name two teams from the AFL that had a bye over the weekend.
Jesus, I wouldn't have a bloody clue.
Okay, neither. But can I take a guess?
Sure.
Hawthorn and West Coast. Ah.
You want to take a punt, mate?
We'll go Swan versus Dockers.
Swans and Dockers, no, you were both half right.
Oh, there you go.
Swanies had a bye.
Considering we were like, no idea, I think we did all right.
Yeah.
All right, question number two.
Nil all. No, question number two. What is Australia's highest mountain?
Oh, my gosh.
Jules' reaction to that is the best.
I'm going to, it's the only mountain I know, Mount Kosciuszko.
There you go.
Yes! Winning.
Question number three. How many colours are in a packet of M&Ms?
What?
Kieran.
Oh.
Go on, Kieran.
I think it's six.
No way. How did you know that?
Name them. No, joke.
Just the rainbow, really. All right. Oh, are you just maybe a big fan of those M&M ads? That's how you would bloody know.
Oh, right, okay.
Well done, Kieran. Question number four. Which city was the movie The Hangover 2 set in?
Kieran.
Nah, Kieran's in there.
Was it Las Vegas?
Jules, would you like to have a crack?
Oh, no, it was an Asian...
I'll actually accept two for this
Bali?
One.
No.
Oh, I would have accepted, they've got Phuket here, but I also would have accepted Bangkok.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that's the city.
I knew it was Asian.
All right. What's our score check? I think it's two.
We're two all.
Two all?
No, one all.
One all.
I've got one. Yeah, one all.
Good quizmaster I am. All right, last one. Tiebreaker. You ready, Kieran?
Yep.
Question number five. You Need to Calm Down is a new track by which pop artist?
Jules. Taylor Swift.
It is, which means she takes the win off you this morning. Sorry, Kieran.
No, that's fine. Thanks, guys.
Oh,
no
thanks.
Worries, mate.
I'm so sorry. I feel bad, but I'm really happy that I won as well. Like, this is so, yeah,
on a Taylor Swift question too.
Yeah. All over my music.
Good on you,
thanks,
Kieran.
Thanks, babe.
All right, thanks.
That one will be back again tomorrow. Escape winter with a luxury staycation at Pan Pacific Perth, panpacific.com.
This is The Catch-Up. With Jesse and Jules.
So a couple of weird things happened to me at the airport. I went to Melbourne to go and see my brother, visit my family. Mm-hmm. And as I was cruising into security, I realised I had a huge bottle of water in my bag.
Right.
Which you're obviously not allowed to do. So I got halfway.
What do you mean?
Can't take water through the security checkpoint.
Oh, and opened water, right? Opened water you can't take through.
No, I think it's more than a certain amount of mils or something like that.
Oh, okay. I've always taken water through.
Rebel.
Sorry,
that's what I like
no, security break, security break.
But anyway, so I've got halfway through like the line to get to security and then I've gone, oh no, got this huge bottle of water.
Did you panic?
And I did a little bit.
Tell me you drank it all.
And then, no, because it was like 1.5 litres.
Yeah, tell me you're scalding.
Because I get so thirsty on planes, so I was like, idiot. And then I tried to, like,
because I know you don't like wasting things. You know what I mean? You don't want to waste it.
I was like, there's no way I'm getting through all this. So I've gone back outside and I've started to scull a bit of it and then tip it out on the into the car park and stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know you can just pass it over to them. They've got a bin there.
See, I just panicked. I didn't know it. You know? But I wanted to, this is the thing, is I want to keep the bottle because I don't want to buy a $1,000 bottle of water airside.
True.
Right? I want to refill it at the fountain.
Even I'm stingy when it comes to that. Yeah.
Right? And so I've got to the security bottle free now.
Yeah.
And, or water free.
Water free, yeah.
I'm going through and I always, without a doubt, get picked up for a bomb test. I don't know what it is about me that screams, this guy might have a bomb, but straight away they go, oh, just over here, please, mate. We're just
Okay, two things I need to ask because I'm in the same boat as you. Were you carrying a laptop?
No.
Okay, an iPad?
No.
Okay. Did you lock eye contact with them as you were walking through?
No.
Did you even look at them sideways?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's what you do. You give the stink eye to every security guard. Like, go on, I dare you.
Because pull me I up always here. Look at them and go, oh, look, because I just like to, you know who I'm going to have to walk over to because they always pull me up. But they did say to me, it's because you've got a laptop bag.
Yeah, right.
So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, no, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, but I always get picked up. This time, though, Tess was different. Instead of taking me one-on-one, they took a group of four of us to the side. Yeah, it never happened to me like that before. Which was really bizarre. And you know how you kind of like, I know this test is going to come back negative.
Yeah.
Now I'm running late for my plane because I cut this really fine to check in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so then the group of four of us makes the test take even longer. And this poor guy, there was a guy, a foreign guy who didn't speak any English.
Yeah,
and so,
didn't know what was going on.
Like everyone who doesn't know how to communicate with someone with a foreign language, the security guard just spoke louder and was like, put your bag here. And the guy was like, what?
Oh, is that why everyone speaks really loud and slow to me?
So eventually we got through the test. Obviously comes back negative, right?
Yeah.
Then I go to Melbourne. I'm coming back. Again, I get picked up. This time it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
Right?
Same person? Same
No, this is Melbourne airport.
Oh, right,
so
right.
Coming back the other way. And then so I'm going up and she picks me up. She's like, excuse me, over here, sir. And I'm like, yeah, of course. And so I walk over and you know how security guards are always quite like stern?
Yes.
She is the friendliest person in the world.
Oh, how old was she? Married? Oh, did she have a ring on her finger?
Probably 30, I reckon.
Okay.
I didn't scope for the ring, actually.
Age group that you go for?
I should have done that. Should have a little bit of a flirt in there or
something.
Could have snuck my bottle of water through. But then she pulls me over and she's just so nice. And I was so surprised that I was like, ooh, like, this is cool. So
first time a girl's ever been nice to you.
She goes, oh, how's your day? As she's doing a little thing with the machine. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, really good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
And so we start chatting and she's so smiley. And I started thinking, like,
get a number.
No. I don't know if this is weird, but
see, this is why you're single.
My first thought, because I'm so nervous about the whole explosive testing, though I never carry explosives, but you just get nervous in security. And I started thinking like, oh, how sad would it be if I'd made friends with this person and then I did have bombs that she had to take.
Oh my gosh, Jesse! Would she still let you through?
I don't know, maybe if I smiled real nice.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.